In tonight's other headlines, tensions are escalating in Iran as protests near a second week. Today, Iran's attorney general warned that protesters could face the death penalty. President Trump has warned of retribution if peaceful protesters are met with violence. Despite efforts to clamp down on dissent, demonstrations have grown, fueled by anger with the hardline ruling regime and the worsening economy. Human rights watchers say at least 72 people have been killed and more than 2,000 detained since the protests began. The U.S. military confirmed this evening that it conducted several large-scale strikes against ISIS in Syria in retaliation for an ambush on American forces last month. U.S. Central Command said several airstrikes were launched throughout Syria as part of Operation Hawkeye Strike. It's an effort to target Islamic terrorism and prevent future attacks. Last month's attack killed two U.S. troops and a civilian translator working in Palmyra. President Trump has moved to tighten U.S. control over revenue from the sale of Venezuelan oil. An executive order aims to prevent legal claims on the funds by putting the money beyond the reach of the courts. The administration says the purpose is to ensure economic and political stability in Venezuela and to curb illegal immigration. It says the money will be the property of Venezuela, but will be held in U.S. Treasury accounts. Mr. Trump signed the order after meeting with more than a dozen oil executives at the White House in an effort to raise $100 billion in investments to fix Venezuela's oil infrastructure. And rescuers in the Philippines say there's hope of finding more survivors in a massive avalanche of garbage. Disaster response teams say they're sending special equipment to the scene after detecting signs of life. Four people were killed and dozens went missing on Thursday after a mountain of garbage suddenly collapsed. Rescuers have been racing the clock to find survivors. So far, 12 injured workers have been rescued. Still to come on PBS News Weekend. With voting underway in Myanmar, what's at stake as the country's civil war rages on? And a peek behind the curtain of one of Silicon Valley's most secretive and controversial companies.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.